Blessed be the name of the Lord. Shalom, my dear brothers and sisters. Greetings to you all in the name of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. I thank the Lord for this great blessing today to share with you all. And I thank Him for all of you in my life. I was praying past few weeks what I would like to share with my dear brethren this week. By the grace of God, I felt the burden in my heart of a deception that is going on in many churches, many brethren's lives, where they think and where they feel good about themselves that they are helping God's people, they are helping God's ministry, they are helping God's faithful servants. This particular feeling of us helping someone is a very dangerous deception, because there is a clear-cut difference, a boundary between God's work and, as His servants, what we are doing for Him, for His church, for His faithful servants, and for His plans for every one of us, for the edification of every one of us who are called for His purpose. Amen. We were in darkness, we could not see, and our Lord, with His mercy and grace in all our lives, He looked beyond the cross and He showed us His light. But after we started walking in the light, we understand the work that God, our dear Lord, has done for all of us, the work that is continuously going on inside out in every one of us for our spiritual life, and God's work that has been manifested through us for the benefit of our dear brethren whom we meet in our lives, whom we love in Christ, and God's work that is going on around us that we come to know in terms of testimonies, prayer requests, sermons, sharings, problems, challenges in our dear brethren lives, and most importantly, God's work that is reflected from our lives, from us, the work that we do for Him. We are responsible to have the utmost sincerity to understand and appreciate what the Lord has given, the work that has been carried out so far and to be carried out from now and then, because God has been working until now. So do we. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Genesis chapter 1 and 2, we read, God saw everything that He had made, and indeed it was very good. And on the seventh day, God ended His work which He had done, and He rested on the seventh day from all His work which He had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it He rested from all His work which God had created and made. Blessed be the name of the Lord. My dear brethren, let's ask ourselves a question, a very important question. Why God created all of this? It's for us. Amen. It's for Him. It's for us. Amen. He lives in us. We live in Him. Amen. So when Genesis chapter 2, when the Lord took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. So let's pay close attention to this verse. To tend and keep it. God did not simply put Adam just to live in that garden without doing nothing, but He wanted him to tend and keep it. There is a task and there is a purpose that everything happens when it comes to God's work. Amen. Because our God is our King from of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. Praise the Lord. Amen. Working salvation in the midst of the earth. Because the works of the Lord are great, studied by all who have pleasure in them. We meditate on God's works, why He has been doing all these works until now, and what is the purpose? God's work is honorable and glorious because His righteousness endures forever. That is why when God made His works to be remembered, He wants us to understand the responsibility of each and every one of us, because He has given us His revelation, the portion of His faith, for all of us to take it and do the best we can and offer the best we can. When God declared to His people the power of His works in giving them the heritage of the nations, because God's works of His hands are verity and justice, as we read, God, His precepts are sure. Amen. Praise the Lord. So from the Garden of Eden, from God's creation, we understand God has been working until now. The grammatical focus is very important here. It's not God was working, God worked. It's not God will work, or it's not God works now. God has been working until now. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. God has been working until now. This really touched my heart. Because when Jesus answered them in John chapter 5, He said this, "My Father has been working until now, and I have been working." Our target is to completely surrender ourselves to our Lord Savior Jesus Christ and to live a life like Him and to be like Him. Amen. Jesus says, "My Father has been working until now, and I have been working." So the importance of time is very critical, because it is continuous. It represents the importance of every single day is a gift from God, and we are working, we will work, we were working. So it comes together. We have been working until now, and by the grace of God, we shall continue to work until our God tells us what to do. Amen. So, for today's sharing and the whole week, by God's grace, I will be sharing with you all on the topic, five different topics centered around God's work. What is the beauty of God's work for us that has been going on? What is the importance of God's work in us, inside us, for our own spiritual life, own growth, for our own edification, so that God's work can be done through us, can be seen by other brethren through us, through our lives. And the fourth dimension is our attention and the proactive listening of God's soft prompting to see His work that is going on around us in our dear brethren's lives and the fellowships, the churches, people whom we know by our hearts in Christ. And finally, as a child of God, we have the important responsibility of to live a life as a testimony of Christ, as a follower of Christ, by doing the works of His works. Amen. So these are the God's work from us. So these are the five different aspects that we will be discussing this week by the grace of God. God's work for us, God's work in us, God's work through us, and God's work around us, and God's work from us. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, we study this. Neither who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers. Amen. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field and you are God's building. Blessed be the name of the Lord. According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. Amen. Let each one take heed how he builds on it. Amen. We are God's fellow workers and we are God's field and we are God's building. As Jesus said, my Father has been working until now and I have been working. So if we truly say that we surrender our lives to a master and we follow him. When Jesus said this, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do. Amen. Whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do. And greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Hallelujah. John 14, we read this beautiful verse. If you believe in me, do the works that I do. And greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Amen. But what happens today, my dear brothers and sisters? Are we working for Christ, or do we think that we are helping God's people, God's church, God's servants to convince our hearts that our life is good, that we are good? Because we are helping. Because the carnality of the human mind, the sins of the flesh, is to make us to feel good about ourselves without giving too much information about our iniquities. A good example is, if you compare the worldly people, the worldly love, charity, the worldly things that we see around. There are people who helps someone in need out of sympathy or empathy because they feel bad about what's going on in their lives. For example, medical needs, financial support to people who are unable to do so. So we define help in this world as something you do for someone without any obligation to do so, but you wholeheartedly and willing to support them because you want to help them. And you provide to be there for them. This help is not the same of the work we do in God's kingdom, in God's plans, in God's spiritual realm, when we are part of a fellowship or God's family. Yes, it is very true. God said, fear not, I will help you. Amen. When we read a lot of beautiful verses to cheer our heart up, that Lord, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Amen. God is my refuge and strength, a very present help in my trouble. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. God is my refuge and he will strengthen me and he will help me. We read all these powerful words of life from the Bible. Amen. But the help comes from the Lord through his people, through his words, through our hardship, our experiences, blessings. But we work and our Lord will transform our work into help for someone, for his purpose, for someone's spiritual life, or for some God's ministry. God will take care of it. But if we tend to think that, wow, I am living a good life because I am helping God's family. Oh, I feel very happy about myself because I'm giving tithes to the church, and that particular tithe is going to be used for many people, many brethren. I'm helping them. I'm helping my pastor. Whatever the little works that he is doing, I'm going and offering myself to help him. I feel very good to help everyone. My dear brethren, let's examine our hearts with the power of Holy Spirit. Is there a clear distinction between performing God's work with sincerity, compassion, God's love, and merely helping God's church, God's people, God's servants to feel good about our own life? We might say, no, I have been very careful in doing God's work. I don't have any such confusion or any such deception that I'm helping. We surrender ourselves, our thought process, our actions in the presence of God by humbling ourselves, by surrendering ourselves to allow His Holy Spirit to examine our hearts so that we can understand how marvelous it is to be able to share His work with Him, to be able to have this fellowship of His sufferings. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So, if we bring this important attribute of God's fellow workers to be able to carry out the works for Him with sincerity, the love, the joy that God's grace and mercy manifested in our lives and lifted us to be in a place where we are able to do a little work for Him with all our heart. And there is absolutely nothing we can be proud of, my dear brethren. If at all we can do a little work for God, it's a great privilege that we can't even dream of, because we received it just because of His grace and mercy in our lives, my dear brethren. Amen. In John chapter 9, when Jesus said, I must work the works of Him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. Jesus did not say, I may. He did not say, I will. He said, no compromise, no compliance, wholeheartedly, I must work the works of Him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. Are we working while it is day? Are we working the works of Him exactly the way God wants us to do so? Or do we have any such partiality of thoughts in our heart that this is help which makes me feel good and this is work, it's a bit tough for me, so I'm just grumping and complaining, and this is called ministry, I'm not called for this, I'm not a pastor, I'm not an apostle, so I should not be doing this work? My dear brothers and sisters, when Jesus said this to them, my food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to finish His work. to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. So when Jesus finished that work, remember what he said in John 17, I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. Can Jesus say, I am helping my Father? No. He said, I am doing the works of my Father. I am doing the works of him who sent me. And I will finish my work. And when he finished, he said, I have glorified you on the earth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Are we glorifying our God on this earth in our lives by doing his works? Not by feeling that we are helping someone. There is a difference, and there is a very, very big difference, my dear brethren. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Amen. So, when we say, Lord, here I am. I surrender myself to stand in the gap so that I can be a vessel for you to do the works of you, not leaning onto my own understanding, not leaning into my own pleasure of helping someone or doing something that makes me feel good. But oh Lord, whatever it is, I am here to completely bow my head and surrender myself to allow you to do the work in my life, to be able to present myself to reflect your works in others' lives. Amen. That is why, my dear brethren, in Titus chapter 3 verse 5, this verse, it's a constant reminder for me that not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. Not by any sorts of works of righteousness which we have done, because we have no righteousness. We were sinners. We had no righteousness in our lives. But according to his mercy, he saved us. And he washed us through the regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. And because of which, we are able to live a life which can reflect the works of him. Amen. So, when we go to the church, join a fellowship, do something for our dear brother and sister. Do something for the pastor, for the apostles, for the teachers, for the evangelist. Whatever the Lord is leading us to do so, let's have this sincerity in our heart to say, Lord, thank you, Lord, from the bottom of our heart, with all our souls, we thank you for calling us to do the works of you. Do not think that, yes, it's a good chance for me to help someone so I can go and sleep in peace. Yes, I'm doing something to help, sending whatever I could, giving tithes to the Lord. It makes me feel good. I can sleep peacefully. I can make all my friends and relatives to look at me and say, oh, he's a good man. My dear brothers and sisters, if we belong to the Lord, the world cannot see us. Let's do not forget that. Amen. So, the works of God that has been going on, that has been done for us, is a different dimension that we must understand before we study about God's work that is going on in us, inside us, one-to-one relationship, how God is equipping us for his work. Amen. When Jesus said in John 5, I have a greater witness than John's for the works which the Father has given me to finish. The very works that I do bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. Hallelujah. If we want to be like Jesus, then what we shall do? The very works that I do bear witness of me to be called as a faithful servant of God, a follower of Christ. Amen. So, the work that we do is our identity in God's kingdom, in God's eyes, to see that we have the faith, we experience God's love, and we receive this revelation, we meditate and we eat His word. Once we get the energy, we put into work. We don't feel that we are happy because that we are helping God's journey. My dear brothers and sisters, we need His help. He will get things done with and without you. No one is indispensable in God's presence. Amen. It's a privilege to be called. It's a privilege to experience His love. It's a privilege to be there, to be a fellow workers of God. Amen. In God's field. We are in God's field and we are His building and we are His fellow workers. Amen. When Jesus reminded us that no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. We cannot come to Jesus unless the Father who sent him draws us. How God can draw us if we do not do any work? Why I am bringing this topic on working God's work and eating God's word, the bread of life. Because we understand, as a human on this earth, we work to earn, to put the food on the table for our loved ones, isn't it? So let me ask all of you a question as a brother. Every day when you get up and getting ready to the office, if I say, my dear brother, how are you today? You say, thank God, I'm fine, my dear brother. Then I'll say, my dear brother, where are you going? Then you will say, I'm going to work. I'm going to work for my employer. I'm going to work for my company, or I'm going to work for the supervisor, because you are getting paid, you survive, you bring the food on the table for your family, and you earn money to live a life on this little journey of us in this earth. So now, let us ask ourselves, if someone asks us when we go to work, where are you going, would we say, yeah, I'm going to help my supervisor? Imagine the supervisor is standing next to you. Then he would look at you. What? Are you coming to help me? You're coming to work for me. I'm paying you. You report to me. You subject to me. So we have this fear of working in our workplace. But let's ask ourselves, when we gather as a church, when we gather as a God's family, when we do something for God, let it be praying for someone, testifying God's miracles in our lives, whatever we do in our God's family, do we have the sincerity to feel that I'm going to be there for the works of my God, because He's working in me, He's working through me, He's working for me, He's working for my dear brethren, He's working for my church, He's working for my pastor, He's working for my fellowship, He's working for all the true faithful servants across the world, and the work is great and extensive. It is a privilege to be part of it. Amen. It's a privilege to be part of it. So when we read in 2 Thessalonians, hey, if anyone doesn't want to work, they shouldn't eat. If anyone doesn't want to work, they shouldn't eat. God wants us to have the labor to enjoy the food. He wants us to suffer to enjoy the blessings, to reap the reward, to reap the bless, to reap the joy, because He wants us to be worthy of His calling. He wants us to earn it. He won't just give it. He will ask us to earn it. And we must earn it through our works, according to His word, according to His will. Amen. In Philippians chapter 2, we read this. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is God who works in you. Who are you to take the pleasure of helping someone? Who are you to take the joy, to take the pride of helping something that you did for God's work? Because God is our help. We should not think that we are the help to anyone, especially in our God's family, in our fellowship, in our church, in our brethren lives. Because my dear brothers and sisters, yes, it is true. You can help those people in the world. You can help your colleagues. You can help people whom you know in the world by supporting them financially, by supporting them psychologically, giving them comfort. You can do all the medical support that you need, because help is something that we offer to someone who is in need of it, and we don't have any obligation or a mandatory feeling to provide them, but you still provide them of because of love and your relationship, then you can call it as a help. So if you bring this to our lives, God is our help, and God's servants, fellow workers, we do the work to be of help for other brethren, to stand in the gap for other brethren, for God, and we glorify Him alone. So God's work in our lives is a very important aspect, attribute that we need to appreciate and understand how important it is to be there for one another without crossing the line of deception that we help someone or something for God. So the prayers, sermons, crusade, gospel sharing, fellowshipping with brethren, helping a brother or sister in need, everything is actually working in Christ with compassion and God's love, because God will transform our work into help, into a blessing, into a testimony, into a witnesses for someone's life spiritually. And all we have to do is to understand the God's work that has been done so far, that has been going on until now, to feel the joy, to feel the thirst, to feel the hunger to continue to do the good works for Him, in Him. Amen. So I pray that the Lord help us to open our hearts, to open our spiritual eyes, to see what it's all about. He has been working until now, and we have been working. And we follow Christ, and He must do the works of Him who sent Him. And we continue to follow Him by doing the works of Him. Amen. When Jesus said this, if I had not done among them the works of which no one else did, they would not have sinned. But now they have both seen and hated me and my Father as well. How? Because of the works that He did, which no one else did. Jesus told us, I showed you many good works from the Father. Which of them? Are you stoning me? Do you say of Him whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, you are blaspheming? Because I said, I am the Son of God. If I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If we do not do the works of our Lord, no one will believe us that we are the followers of Christ. We are a true Christian who really do the work of God and who really present Himself to reflect the work of God. Amen. The main reason we have to understand God's work for us first before we discuss about God's work in us, through us, from us, is we know what is going to happen because God has been working until now. And in Matthew 24, we read, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord says, it will be preached. He did not say, it may be preached. He says, it will be preached. It will be done in all the world. And then the end will come. The work will be carried out in His name, with or without you and me, because God is light. In Him there is no darkness. In Him there is no partiality. For us, we have the responsibility of protecting, shielding our hearts, our soul from the flesh, from the enemy, so that we can continue to do the work of Him, with Him, because we are the fellow workers in God's field. Amen. In Philippians chapter 2, we read, then at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This verse is so powerful that every time I just tell this to my heart, it makes me so humiliating myself, so to humble myself, that every tongue should confess that Christ is the Lord, Jesus Christ is the Lord, that the glory of the God, the Father, every tongue should confess and every knee should bow. It will be done, it will happen, because it is God's word, it is God's plan. What a privilege it is for us to be part of it, my dear brothers and sisters. What a privilege it is for us to be a small brick in this great and extensive work of a larger wall that God is building for every one of us, my dear brethren. Is there any room for us to feel good about ourselves? Is there any room for us to think that we are helping someone? We just discussed about what is help. Help is something that we do for someone who can't get it. Can we say that this particular brother or this particular sister cannot get the help without me? Can we say that? They have the God of Jacob to help them. They have the God of Abraham to defend them. We are just a mere message to be there. By His grace and by His mercy, it is our utmost responsibility to appreciate the work that He has been doing for all of us, and the privilege that He has given to all of us to be a little part of it, my dear brethren. So let's have the spirit of fire to do it with all our strength, all our might, wholeheartedly, driven by love, driven by compassion for one another, my dear brothers and sisters. So I thank the Lord for today, a wonderful day where we shared the words of life with all of us, that God's work for us, that our Father has been working until now, and we have been working. So I pray that the Lord grant us the knowledge and wisdom to see through and to appreciate the calling and to differentiate the help with the work that we do for God by God's Spirit guidance, His grace and mercy in our lives, my dear brothers and sisters. I thank the Lord for everything, and I pray that we shall meet again tomorrow to share on the God's work in us, inside our spirit, our soul, our heart, our life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Greetings to you all, my dear brethren. Have a wonderful day in Christ. God bless you, everyone. See you tomorrow. Amen.